You want to sit there? Are you gonna?
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
I mean, you don't have. You can sit there.
What?
I'm the host of the show, you know. Usually they turn on my mic. It depends how the crew is feeling. You know how that goes. Clyde, you can stay wherever you want.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Everything's great. Let Jeff say something.
What?
Let Jeff say something.
No, Jeff has nothing to say.
Oh.
You've said it all, Clyde.
Well, I appreciate you having us here, Michael.
Let's stay together, Clyde.
Let's stay together, brother.
Yeah.
That's the way the world should be.
Yes. Right. Not too practical. That's not too practical, but it's... Can't all stay together. I mean, a lot of people are going to put them all.
Okay.
I didn't have a chance to go through the cars because I was enjoying that so much. Wasn't that good? It was good. Who put the overalls in Mrs. Epstein's shower? See, if I read this, it wouldn't have made any difference. What?
Chowder.
Oh, in her chowder. I thought it was in her shower. Well, that makes a little more sense. You're one of these fungi people, aren't you?
I wrote that.
Yeah. Too late now. Too late now. It's already written.
No, all right. Yeah. Sue me.
You're with the... Why is everyone belligerent? Why is... Immediately it goes legal or ballistic in our country. You notice that? Either legal or ballistic. What?
If you hung out with these people, you would be belligerent too.
Well, I was belligerent to begin with, so it wouldn't help. You know what I mean? Okay. Can you explain to me why you're all wearing the same shirt that says Spores Gone Wild on it? Very attractive shirts, I might add.
Any way that anyone would understand.
No.
No.
So you're all... You're related to funguses somehow.
And spores.
Spores.
And leaves falling off trees under dead oak trees.
I know what spores are, sir. I just don't know why you're wearing these damn shirts.
It's a family thing.
Okay. So is it the spore family?
No. The morel family.
Morel family. Boing, light goes on. Boing. Okay.
We're all short.
Except for our spouses. Our spouses.
Are you standing yet? I can't tell if you're standing.
No, yeah. I'm on my knees. Yeah. I asked for a raise at work, and they gave me a box to stand on.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Okay, all right,
yeah.
All right.
So you know how bad we're at, yeah.
Okay. Now, so you're a Morel?
Yes. Maiden name is Morel. There's seven
of them. Maiden
name.
So Morels do marry. They don't just reproduce asexually.
We try.
What? Mitosis.
Oh, mitosis. I used to have that. I took a mouthwash for that.
Cell division.
Cell division, I knew that. Cell multiplication, cell division. Yes. So where do the Morels hail from?
The ground.
This was a mistake, you know, but how can... You can't ignore people wearing all the same T-shirt.
Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin is where we originated, and we've all spread out.
As they will.
That's right.
But you only grow near dead oak trees or something. Is it dead elms?
Yeah.
Dead elms?
Dead elms, yeah.
So where is your particular dead elm, sir?
My particular dead elm is in North Carolina.
No kidding.
Yes, that's where I live.
It's been a good wind to carry you out there.
Oh, it was an excellent wind.
But the family, the Morel family itself, started in...
Well, originally...
Earliest Morel.
The earliest Morel was in Canada and migrated to here, to Wisconsin, and we've spread out from there.
Okay, well, I just got to work the row here. I like to work these Morels. I'm going to scoop you up and put them in a bag and take you home, and I'm going to sauté you.
What?
I'm going to sauté you.
Oh, good.
A little butter, a little white wine.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Succulent. So you don't mind.
Very succulent that way, yeah.
Yes. to put a word to it. Which Morel are you?
I'm the wife of one of the real ones.
Okay. You just married a Morel.
Yeah, I was an Irishman that married a Morel.
Okay. Is that you, then?
Yes, I'm the Morel.
Which one are you again?
I'm Dennis Morel.
Okay, Dennis, and you're?
Anita Morel.
Anita.
I'm her husband, Harlan. I'm the dumbass with the chowder joke.
You're the dumbass with the chowder joke. Okay. And then are you a Morel?
We can stand up and you can decide.
Yeah. You have to see the height difference here. This is your actual Morel, and this is, if you hang around a Morel, you can be any height.
I'm the Norwegian in-law.
Okay. So which Morel are you then?
I'm Seal Morel.
Seal? And are you from the, which Morel?
Which Morels?
What do you call a bunch of Morels? Which Morel?
Cluster.
Which Morel? Yes, you know what else is cluster.
I don't understand the question.
My God, they're spreading even as we speak. The air conditioning is throwing them all over the terrace, ladies and gentlemen. So you're which one?
From Richland Center.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
What'd you say your name was?
Seal.
Seal, of course, Seal. And are you, which?
Yeah. I'm Mary.
This is pretty funny because they all married tall Norwegians. You're Mary? Hi, Mary. You're from the Richland Center cluster? Or?
I'm living in Des Moines now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I moved out, you know, with the sports job.
From Richland Center?
Prairie du Chien.
Prairie du Chien, okay.
Prairie du Chien is home for all of us.
Okay, why do they say Richland Center then? They trying to, is it a better zip code or something?
I think so. Probably.
Okay. And you're what? You're trouble. I want you on your feet, mister. Yes. Isn't it cute? And mostly the Morels are female and short. Not in every case, though, right?
No, not always, no. No. Sometimes you have males, too.
I've noticed that, yes. And which one are you?
And I'm Joan.
Joan? Mm-hmm. And are you from the Richland Center or whatever?
From Prairie du Chien.
Prairie du Chien, I'm sorry.
And now living in Maquoketa, Iowa.
Oh, I didn't know there was such a thing.
The only one.
Yeah, well, that sounds fun.
We live there because it's hard to pronounce.
Yeah. Is this a big reunion that's going on?
We heard about your show. And we decided to get together, and we haven't.
You knew you'd get on the air on this show, right?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but no. The shirts help.
Yeah, they help. Yeah, they don't hurt. You
know. No, they don't. No.
And we don't usually get together, so this is the first time in a couple of years.
Oh, nice.
Somebody's birthday.
It's birthday. Anita. Okay, good. Happy birthday, Anita. Okay. All right, I got a couple more Morels here. Excuse me. And, okay.
And you see, this is the reverse.
even when the males marry in the Morels, we marry taller women. So I think you'll see.
It's not hard to find.
It's much better.
You are?
My name is Tom.
Tom, and you're?
Deb.
You married a Morel. How has it been between you and me and the wall here, marrying into this old Morel thing?
Oh, lucky boy.
I think if you ask all of us that did, we'd say the same thing.
Okay. All right, let's find out. Who said that? Let me tell you.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
They're very talkative.
Yeah.
Obnoxious.
Yeah.
I don't know where else to go with that.
Obnoxious, a little strong.
No.
Eccentric, maybe.
No. We're married in.
But you find that attractive. That's an attractive quality to you. So you're innoxious, or what would that be? Unnoxious? Is this the one here?
This is the one.
How you doing? You are?
Paul Morel.
Paul Morel. Married to?
Kim.
Kim Morel. Kim Morel. Now. Right.
And,
is that everyone?
I thought we thrive on darkness and...
what you'd expect.
On bullshit.
Yeah,
so for you, it's all darkness and decomposition. In the Morels. Oh, who wouldn't be attracted to that? The Morels, ladies and gentlemen. God bless them all. May they thrive. Oh, we lost a bit. Okay. Yes. Well, it's one addendum here. Yes.
Ask Seal where your shirt is.
What?
Ask Seal where your shirt is.
Ask Seal?
That's a married shirt.
Yeah.
Well,
I changed my mind and brought you Girl Scout cookies instead. But the shirt is in the trunk.
And that's where you're going to put me, and I'll be just Morel food, huh?
One comment.
Yes.
When the four of us girls were growing up, as being a Morel, yeah, the guys were always hunting us down in the spring.
I'm sure there's a few more of those jokes if we wanted to stop and think about the Morel. We have something. We had some wine and something to.
Sure.
So they can saute one another back in the hotel.
It'll be a thimble full apiece. Woolersheim Winery, makers of the wine of the year at this year's San Diego.
We need a case, I think.
Well, I don't know if we have one here, but I know we probably have at least four.
Well, can you run? Can you run out and get one?
We have at least four bottles of Woolersheim.
Four bottles is not going to be enough.
I know. There are a lot of Morels.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks for coming, you guys. Nice to have you here. Floor's gone wild. Nice to see young people at the show. We like to get the younger people here at the show, especially if they're youthful and young at the same time. Like this young gentleman. What's your name, sir? How do you spell that? It's kind of... Is that an American name, or is that...
That's not my name.
Oh, it isn't. It's an alias or something?
No, no.
Yeah. Let me see if I can guess your name. If I guess your name, will you give me a quarter?
Maybe.
Yeah. Gus. I see you as a Gus.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that. Where's my quarter, Gus? Come on. Yep, those little pockets. No, that's all right. That's okay. It was a fix. I knew who you were. So what are you up to these days? Are you in radio?
No.
Yeah. Would you like to be?
I don't know.
All you got to do is talk. It's really easy work.
I guess so.
Yeah. But I mean, like in school now, like what is your favorite subject?
Gym.
Gym. Gym is very good preparation for a radio career. Because you see me running around here and back and forth and all. You got to be fit.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Do you like any other stuff? I mean, what do you do in gym that you like?
I run around. I run around. Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah. You run around, you do stuff like that.
Do they still do squat thrusts?
I don't think so.
No. You remember squat thrusts? What was that? What good does that do you? I hated squat thrusts. And then they kept telling me you're supposed to stand, do a handstand. I can't do a handstand. You say, do it up against the wall. Right, then you fall into the wall. Do you have to do stuff like that?
No. Yeah. No. Okay. I don't.
No, you don't. Okay. Well, Gus, great to have you here. Anything else you want to say? Any teachers you want to say hello to?
I don't want to say. Is there any teachers here even?
Okay. All right, we'll leave it at that. Now, I can't leave you out of this. Is there anyone you wanted to say hello to? Maybe the teacher and get some credit for it?
No.
No. Are you here against your wishes?
No.
No. You are here willingly?
Yes.
You are. Doesn't look that way. You are sort of recoiling from it. And your name is?
Aiden.
Aiden? All right. Good?
Good.
Yeah. And what in school, what do you like these days?
I like art.
Oh, you do. Good for you. Are you a painter, drawer? Or?
I sketch.
You sketch. You do? Oh, excellent. Yeah, excellent. You think you'll be an artist?
Maybe.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, that's the segment with kids. Oh, wait a minute, dear. What do you want to add to that?
I like math.
You like math? Oh, good for you. What's your name?
Ashlyn.
Was it?
Ashlyn.
Ashlyn?
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty name. Oh, what does that mean? What are you doing, Clyde? Clyde fell forward on his stumbles. And math is your favorite subject? What part of math are you into right now? What are you guys doing, like polynomials or anything?
No, we're just doing division and multiplication and fractions.
Can you use a calculator?
No.
Well, then what's the point? I mean, we have calculators now. Why even learn it? Or your phone. You got a phone, don't you?
No.
Okay, well, okay, we got to work on your parents. Nice to meet you, dear.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, we're good. We're going to play the what do you know quiz because, oh, no, we can't leave you out, can we? Finish the sentence. The best thing about school is?
Science.
Oh, yeah, science? Good. Because right at this general time now in science, you are talking about what?
We were doing stuff about mixtures and making mixtures in science. Mixtures.
Mixtures are good because it's all about mixtures. That's what science is. Do you get to make the mixtures yourself, mix them yourself?
Yes.
And what mixture did you make?
I don't know.
That's how discoveries are made. Uh-huh. Excellent. Maybe you'll be a scientist. And your name is?
Samuel.
Samuel, nice to meet you, Sam. Pleasure. All right. We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz. A chance for you to, excuse me. Oh. Chance to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous. And let's see the hands of those of you. Oh, no, wait a minute. With the four disclaimers. I almost forgot about that. See, did someone actually end up getting that? Oh, could you come down here, dear, if you would, please? Before we can actually get to the quiz, legally, I'm enjoined from doing it. I can't do it anymore. No. We have to tell who can and cannot participate. That's your job, and you are?
Amy. Me. Yeah. Give you this. Thank you. All questions used on the What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, does alternate parking apply to drones? Do you write these?
Yeah. You knew that, didn't you?
God, no. Yeah. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its members, stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Hold on. Thank you very much. Okay. Now we see. If you want to play the quiz, here's your chance to do it. Simply indicate by some sort of a gesture or raising an arm or some digit. Not at some digit, good, that's good, that'll end that sentence. Yes, so come on down here to the aisle here. Let's see if you in fact qualify for our high standards we have on this quiz, as you know. Very high standards on this quiz, not like some quiz shows.
Okay.
How are you?
Good.
And you are?
Nicole.
What is it?
Nicole.
Nicole, how are you?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Good.
Yeah, and are you from around here, Nicole?
Or? Yep. I'm originally from Pewaukee.
Pewaukee.
Yeah.
We always applaud Pewaukee. It doesn't come up that often, but we like to applaud it. Great. Nicole,
yeah.
Give me one good reason why you should play this quiz.
Because my dad made me listen to your show all the time, okay. And now I love it.
Enough already. Get up there. Same old complaint. Have a seat there, Nicole. This is payback time, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I brought my son.
You did?
Yeah.
Excellent. What's his name?
Brayden.
Hey, how you doing? Your mom's up here. Did you notice? He's doing something. He's got a phone,
yeah,
or something there?
I know. Yeah, I don't know what he's... Yeah. He's taking pictures.
Oh, okay, cool. Nicole, so when you were, like, going to soccer practice
anywhere
or something?
Anywhere. Yes. Yeah.
Anywhere, but only for 2 hours in that 2 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So you were safe the rest of the week.
Yeah.
And did you enjoy it with you and all your little friends?
Not at the time. I do now. I'm glad now, but not at the time.
Yeah, it's an acquired taste.
Yes.
Oh, he's taking pictures. Did you get it? Okay.
You got it? Okay.
Did you get it? Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. So it grows on you.
Yes.
After a while. But there was a lot of resentment in the beginning.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, do you make your son
Yeah, but I was.
Listen.
He's always got his nose in an iPod, so I don't think he's paying attention.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like that one.
No, you didn't have any diversion from it.
I had no DS, no Nook, no.
Yeah.
No iPod.
Yeah. What's a DS?
A Nintendo DS?
Oh, okay, yeah, no.
Nintendo we have.
To me, it means divine savior. I was thinking. Yeah, from Milwaukee. That's a DS. It's a yeah. DS girl. Oh, okay. As opposed to the HA, the Holy Angels, you know. Either one would do in a pinch.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So, yeah, what are you doing these days?
I do payroll.
Payroll is
good.
Yeah. You bring any with you, any chance?
Yeah. Fortunately, you know, it's all direct deposit. You don't. No actual cash anymore.
Isn't that something?
It's good.
It's for
good.
A lot it's for good. A large corporation.
You can wash it and it's still good. CertCo in Madison.
You can wash it and it's still good.
You know, if you wash your check, it used to be we have to replace the check if somebody washes it.
Oh.
You can wash your direct deposit.
Oh, I thought you meant like money laundering.
You still get the money. No.
God, that would have been something.
No.
Yeah. For large corporate.
Yep. So I work for CertCo. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We do groceries. If you've been to Woodman's.
Oh, so that you do all their payroll for all the Woodman's?
No, just the people who pick the groceries for Woodman's and buy the groceries.
Oh.
We're huge warehouse on Verona
Road. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Do you have to go to work to do that, or can you do that from home?
Yes. No, not really.
You would think in this day and age you could do it from home pretty
easy. I know, right? Is my boss listening?
I know, right?
Yeah, we could totally do this from home.
Now, when you like to relax and kick back and stuff, you have recreational things you do. What do you?
Yeah, so I like to read, and I'm taking a photography course. I like to do photography and
excellent.
Scrapbook.
Yeah. No, any dancing or anything like that?
My kids dance. Brayden's in hip hop, and then my daughter
really?
Olivia is in ballet.
Let's see you break a bust a move for me. Bust a move for me. No, okay. A lot of pressure.
I know.
I'm sorry. I even put you on the spot like that. Do you bust the occasional move yourself?
Oh, we dance all the time.
Yeah?
All the time. In the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That's our dance floor.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
All right, Nicole, you know how this quiz works?
Mm-hmm.
If in fact it does?
Yeah.
Okay. So out there calls in. You tell.
Yeah. Well, if people want to play the quiz, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. And then you ask them a qualifying question.
Huh? Okay. Here's a question. Among the dateable, the males who are dateable age, like you guys, right? Okay. Good luck with that, too. What is the first thing they look at in a female? So, or look for. I'm saying that's... I mix those up all the time. For, at. Depending on what language you're speaking, they're almost the same word.
Are you saying look metaphorically or actually look?
Metaphorically.
No, I mean actually, you know, actually look for in a female. First thing, among young people who are still dating, not old guys who are, you know but first thing they look for. Let's go to the, and that's clear, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And Nancy's on the line from Wakarusa.
That's right.
Is that right?
Correct.
Where is Wakarusa, Nancy, in Kansas?
Just a couple miles south of Topeka, the state capital.
Oh. And what is Wakarusa famous for something?
Not yet.
This could be a turning point then, I think.
I was going to say, you could be the answer, Michael.
Yeah, it could be it. How are you this morning, Nancy?
Terrific.
Are you busy, or what's going on there?
Getting ready to... here on the Wichita State University Shockers later today.
Yeah, of course.
They play in the men's tournament.
Yeah, that's very exciting, isn't it?
And other than that, burned a little prairie grass in the last couple of days. My husband likes fire.
Uh-huh.
And the prairie grass here.
Now, when you say prairie grass, Nancy. This prairie grass that your husband likes.
Now, the tall grasses that are found on the Kansas prairie.
Oh, can you just go out there and burn it if you feel like it? And can, I mean, they allow open fires of prairie grass?
Absolutely, especially in the prairies here in Kansas.
Yeah, so they expect them to burn in anyway, so.
That's right, and they regenerate, and in a couple of days, there'll be green sprouts, and it's really a fabulous time of the year to be in Kansas.
Yeah, really, go out there and burn some prairie. Let me ask you this, Nancy. What is the first thing a young man looks for, or at, as the case may be, in a young lady he's thinking of dating, or on a date, or looking at, just looking at?
What's the first thing?
What would they look at first in the opposite sex? First thing that they...
The opposite sex.
You know, is it their teeth, their grammar, their clothes, their hair, their tattoos? Or...
I guess it's hair. That's on the face.
Let me put it this way. If they weren't looking at the hair first, what is the first thing that they would look at? You know, a young man looking at a young woman and, you know, just meeting, whatever.
They're both
pretty drunk.
They're both pretty drunk.
Yeah, no, not really. What do they look for, you know, in that individual? Hair, yes. I see the hair.
Is this family radio?
Yeah, no. I mean, yes. You know, hair and you know, in the facial area.
The face, I would guess they would probably look at their smile.
Their smile, their teeth?
Their teeth.
Even?
They're even teeth because you want them not to be missing.
Plus, you can tell how old they are if you examine their...
That's right.
All right. Okay, that was easy. I don't know. I just want you to win, Nancy. I don't know. That's why.
Thank you, Michael. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nancy.
Yeah, good. You two met already.
It's the in and in combo.
Yeah. Huh? You guys ready to go? You know this works, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, and you know how it works, Nicole, because you had to listen to it all those years. Yes. And let's see if we can make some of that back for you right here now. What are those categories, then?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
It's so weird having you way over there.
I know, you seem so far away. I know.
You seem distant.
It's true. Remote.
Okay, Nancy, what would you like first? One of those categories.
Current events, please.
Current events, right out of the news. Pork butt. They're renaming pork butt. Honest to God.
That took long enough.
It never was a butt to begin with. That's ironic, isn't it? Pork butt is not a butt. Did you know that? How many of you knew? Applaud if you knew pork butt was not a butt. Oh, God. Because I just discovered it in researching this question. Pork butt will now be called something else. I'll give you multiple choice because this is a little bit tough if you didn't hear about this. Pork butt will now be called Boston roast, Philadelphia roast, or Jersey shoulder.
I'm a vegetarian.
That doesn't matter.
I'm thinking the first one, Nancy. Boston.
We cannot exempt you from this question.
Yes, I think Boston, that sounds familiar.
That sounds
Boston. Yes,
best.
Boston roast. Yeah. Is that a pork butt or is that a Boston roast?
That's one right and zero wrong.
Pay more for a Boston roast than you would for a pork butt, I bet you. And then, okay.
And the categories remaining are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay.
I'm going to say things you should have learned in school.
You're going to? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Things you should have learned in school.
Things you learned in school. Neutrinos. You know neutrinos, those neutral, weakly, elementary, subatomic particles? You studying that yet in science?
Yep.
Yeah. Neutrinos? Have you studied neutrinos yet in science? You still have, after mixtures, it's neutrinos. Come in how many flavors? Now, neutrinos have what they call flavors. I want to know how many flavors. You probably would learn this in school now, I would think. Flavors of neutrinos. Just need a number here. From 1 to 3.
Is it like primary colors, like 3? Three.
She says
flavors.
there's 3 flavors of neutrino, Nancy. You want to weigh in on that?
What do you think they'd be, Nicole?
What?
Are you talking like...
They're saying 2. Vanilla? People have smartphones and they're saying 2. I was thinking 3.
They're just on the phone and they're talking
about
something
else. Well, maybe they're just on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought 3 off the bat.
Nancy?
I think maybe only 1 has been discovered so far.
Let's just go with 3.
Yeah. She feels pretty strongly about this, Nancy.
Nicole okay. does. Okay, you're there, Nicole. I'm not. Let's
and she's in three. She's in payroll, so I wouldn't mess with her.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
$5. Go for it.
Three flavors. Muon, Electron, and Tau, if anyone asks you. Okay.
That's
good.
Two right and zero wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And the categories remaining are people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah.
Back to you, Nancy.
People,
it is. All right, the percentage of people who would breathe a sigh of relief knowing their kids' teachers were armed. Is it 24%, 39%, or 99.9%?
999. What?
Yes. I hope it's...
These are the percentage of people who would actually feel relieved knowing that their kids had teachers with guns. Was it 24%, 39%, or 99%?
It has to be the lowest, please.
24? Nancy?
Hey, can I ask who you polled?
I didn't poll anyone. This was a result. Somebody said, you know, went around and polled. And scientific.
So you don't know if it was 10 people or 100 people or
no.
people?
No.
I would hope to shout it's the lowest number, too, Nicole.
Okay, so yeah. The 24%?
Yep.
Okay, 24%. You won the quiz. Holy cow. Oh, my God. However, we are at a juncture here, aren't we?
We are.
Sarah Nix?
Yeah. They could lay it all on the line.
Yeah.
Answer one more question right and win the mother load. It's all possible. Right here, right now.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Now you could quit here and have some pretty darn good prizes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you go
but
for the big one.
But you gave them all to the Morales.
That was only the wine.
That's all the wine. We have a lot of other junk. That's worthless junk. Wine's the only good stuff. Yeah. You're right, though. Yeah. Did you get some chocolate bars or something like that? We go with wine.
All right, Nancy, what do you think?
Want to go on? You have to get this next question right. You win everything, get it wrong, you lose everything.
You've got to go for the whole kielbasa.
Okay, I'll go with you. Okay.
All right, kielbasa time. What's left there, Sarah Nix?
The categories remaining are places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. Odds and ends.
Odds and ends could be anything.
I know. I'm scared. Maybe science.
Science could be anything science.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Let me see.
Places. They're saying everybody says places.
Places? Well, places could be anywhere. All right.
I've been lots of places, Nicole.
Okay, let's go places.
All right, well, here's the setup on this one now. They ask people where the best place to find a partner is, or a loved one, or a night out, where they would go. In other words, to meet someone, okay? And they in a certain number of states, it's the Walmart.
Oh, my gosh.
The number one place to go
That's
to.
That's where the 24% like the guns in school.
It's the same people. It's the same people, yes. They're buying firearms there at the Walmart. That's a very good point. Thank you for raising that. The place to find love is Walmart in how many states? 10, 15, or 24? 24 again, states in the union. So we want to know. In Wisconsin, I will tell you the answer is tavern.
Yeah.
Didn't even have to ask it. They put down that, you know, Wisconsin will be a tavern. In the east, it's on the commuter route, you know, on the trains and on the subways. And stuff. But it's Walmart in 10, 15, or 24 states.
I think it has to be the low one again.
Or 15
what do
or 24.
You think, Nancy? Or 15 or 24. 24 was good for us last time.
24 seems high, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think
go in the middle.
It's a lot. It's like almost half the states if there's still 48.
Yeah. Maybe about 15, about a third of the state.
I think you're right, Nancy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How does the math work out on that? Where's our math person? Oh, she's asleep. Okay. Wake up, dear. This is fun. You're going to remember this. Years from now, you'll back say, I don't remember it. You're saying 15? Yes, yeah. 15 states. Walmart is the place to go. There you go. They got it all.
Nicole, you and a guest will be heading west to the center of the Driftless region of southeastern Minnesota for a one-night stay at the Hillcrest Hideaway Bed and Breakfast in beautiful Lanesboro, the bed and breakfast capital of Minnesota, and then ponder The Myths of Happiness, What Should Make You Happy But Doesn't, What Shouldn't Make You Happy But Does, a book by Sonia Lubornsky from Penguin Press. Move on to Chad Kultgen's The Average American Marriage, a novel from Harper Perennial. Consider Jeffrey Frank's Ike and Dick, Portrait of a Strange Political Marriage from Simon & Schuster. And if all else fails, there's Simon Baron Cohen's The Science of Evil, on Empathy and the Origins of Cruelty from Basic Books. Nancy, jumpstart you.
Wow. And that's for winning.
Nancy, you get to jumpstart your day with Steep & Brew, with their most robust breakfast blend, and glide through your afternoon relaxing with the rich and smooth Costa Rican Terrasu, precision roasted in Madison by Steep & Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. Then sport a Support Your Local Brewery t-shirt from Flat Branch Pub & Brewing in Columbia, Missouri. Put on your dancing shoes and cut a rug with the likes of Red Lips and Red Wine, Corn Palace Polka, and Milwaukee Waltz on the CD Live the Way It Was Meant to Be by Vern and Steve Meisner. And get the stories behind The Real Marco Polo, B.F. Skinner, and more in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Okay. Pretty good. Thank you. Thanks, Nicole, dear.
Thank you
so much.